The Humboldt and Del Norte Film Commission was set up in the late 70s to facilitate film production in the two counties. While this remains the commission's chief remit today, its efforts have also focused on a different type of film-related services, film tourism. That is to say, people traveling to locations their favorite movies were shot in. Through the years, Humboldt and Del Norte counties have served as locations for several high-profile movies such as The Return of the Jedi, E.T., Lost World, Bird Box, and the upcoming One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, set to premiere in September. According to Film Commissioner Cassandra Heseltine, filming in the two counties has taken a downturn in recent years following the expiration of the state's tax incentive program. So emphasizing the area's past movie history has become all the more important. We spoke to Heseltine about the commission's shifting focus and the upcoming Forest Moon Festival.
Back in the day when film commissioners first started, they definitely were created to help basically facilitate when productions came to your area to film. But with the explosion of social media and tourism in general, and, you know, just movies and people having the luxury of getting to travel to experience where a movie maybe was filmed, we've watched film tourism really take off. And so about 10 years ago, we'd started launching 10, 12 years ago, we started launching part of the programs. Like our first one was a map. And actually that was not our idea. It was actually created prior to me, but it only covered Humboldt at the time. And it was major films and productions that had filmed in the area. And it was created by a gentleman who volunteered for the Visitors Bureau. And we took it over, updated it, added Del Norte. We made it online. We turned it into an app. And that has been huge. We've had over a couple hundred thousand views now at this point and downloads, and it's on Google Maps. And the brochure runs out every year, and the state parks have told me it's the number one brochure that they run out of. Matter of fact, the one that was taped to their counter even got stolen. So people love going to see where E.T. filmed, or Return of the Jedi, or Outbreak and Lost World, you know. So it's a really fun guide. It's you get to do it by yourself. So it was really popular during the pandemic. Most of it is going outside and looking at the location and finding our little marker that we place there. And we went on from there to do more activities. Like we have a red carpet gala where we, you know, show the Academy Awards and people get dressed up, and we give out community awards for being film friendly. And then we advance to, well, you know, Return of the Jedi films in both count are filmed in both counties. Maybe we should throw a Forest Moon Festival to celebrate that. So we've indeed started that now, and that'll be at the end of May. It's the first weekend after Memorial Weekend, and we're on our third one. And that's going to be an exciting one this year. And we bring up professional costumers like stormtroopers, Darth Vader, Princess Leia's, all of that from per Lucasfilm. They come up and do appearances. This year we will have some celebrities, so we're excited.
Among the special guests making an appearance at this year's festival is Kyle Newman, director of Fanboys, a 2009 comedy about Star Wars geeks who set out to steal the rough cut of The Phantom Menace, or Star Wars Episode 1.
And we also then last year decided to launch, because we had nothing else to do, we decided to launch a museum of cinema in Old Town Eureka, where we change the exhibit about every 3 to 4 months and feature something about the region in regards to a theme. Right now we have women in film, and it's pretty pretty lovely exhibit right now dedicated to 5 women directors who directed movies here in the area, as well as local women who work in Hollywood but live here. And then our next exhibit will be featuring Forest Moon Festival, or AKA that we were the film sites for Return of the Jedi's Endor. So that'll parallel with the festival.
The Forest Moon Festival takes place the weekend after Memorial Day, May 30th to June 1st. You can check out the event schedule at forestmoonfestival.org. We also spoke to Film Commissioner Heseltine about the state of filming in Humboldt and Del Norte, and we'll air that portion of the interview at a later date. My name is Sigurd Bjørn, reporting for KMUD.